Next week is Share-a-thon on Life 100.3, and our theme comes from Danny Gokey's song, Stand in Faith.
I was standing in faith.
Danny Gokey, it's always a treat to have you on the show. Good morning.
Todd, how are you doing? So glad to be on the station with you.
Glad to have you on. Always a treat to play your music. I mean, it always encourages us, and spending time with you is so encouraging as well. Talk about Stand in Faith, because, I mean, these are the days when people are standing on so many different things. Are we forgetting what it's all about to stand in faith?
I think sometimes we do, because can I just say this? Faith is like a muscle. If you're not, so think about your regular muscles. If you're not in the gym and you're not getting the right nutrition and the right sleep, your muscles aren't getting bigger. They actually are shrinking. But faith is just like that. And Paul says this, he says, fight the good fight of faith. People don't realize this, but Todd, we are in a fight right now. Life can be going great, but there's a spiritual realm where the enemy wants to take away your faith. Why is that? You know, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. If we have no hope, we begin to live a smaller life with a smaller vision, with less expectation. A lot of times it leads to depression. But faith is the thing that pleases God. And I'm just telling you this, faith can literally move mountains. And faith is the key that can get people out of their brokenness, that can get people out of their financial problems, that can get people to another level of life if they just believe. Faith is the one thing that Jesus talked about. And a lot of times, you know, Todd, I think it's just a lot of times we think we're waiting on God when God's actually waiting on us. Mm-hmm. And we see this in the scriptures because we see him say, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Peter, I've prayed that your faith wouldn't fail. And when you return, this is Jesus talking, return to the brothers. Many times, you say, I have not seen such great faith in all of Israel. And then he said, then he was astonished at their unbelief. There are levels of faith. You know what I mean? And we can really grow into these places and see all that God has for us.
Sometimes faith can get a little bit, you know, people maybe get a little nervous because they've heard of people that go way out, you know, on this side of things. What helps us keep right down where we should be?
That's a great question. It's the word of God. So how does faith come? And when we go back to how faith has come, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And so you can only have faith for what you know is God's will. Faith begins knowing what God's will is. Not begins when it's your will, because we can have faith, and there's a worldly faith that you can have, that you could just begin, like I think this thing called The Secret that used to be big years ago, that was a worldly type of faith. But faith is knowing what God's will is. And so the Bible, what it does, when Jesus, here's what I learned, when Jesus said it was finished, he literally meant everything from the beginning to the present to the end, nothing taken away, nothing can add to it. When Jesus said it's finished, he completed salvation. And here's what I learned faith does, the biggest thing I learned, faith appropriates the grace, what Jesus paid for, into our life. And how do we know what Jesus paid for? We get into the word. And Paul is a great example of what we can see faith doing, because that man was unstoppable. We saw that man in prison. By faith, he worshiped the Lord. The prison doors opened. We saw that man in poverty. And in faith, he believed, he said, God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. We never saw Paul sick. I always find that interesting. There's nowhere in scriptures you can find Paul sick. And I personally, I know everyone doesn't believe this. I personally believe it relates back to Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And here's the key right here. By his stripes, we are healed. So we can only have faith for what we know God says. Not what we want, not what so-and-so says, what the word of God says.
Danny, I sense that you're excited to talk about faith.
Yes.
And you're walking it out. Tell us about this thing that just happened.
Just recently, for about several years, I believe that God would provide a tour bus for me. You know what? I noticed that it didn't happen. So I changed my belief, because I can't find in the scripture that God wants me to have a tour bus, right? It never really helps with what I do. But it's interesting that God initiated again this year. So I went about 5 years believing for a tour bus, you know, because I want to keep doing ministry this way. But it's such a high expense. just this past year, I felt this initiation from God. I believe it was the Holy Spirit saying, believe again. And I started believing, and to make a very long story short, I was gifted a tour bus this past year.
Yeah.
I know it's, it's one of, but in the day, you know, the day that I got the call was the day I was writing the song, Stand in Faith. I'm writing the song, Stand in Faith. I told my team, I know it's, I believe God is doing something supernatural with this message because it's his message. I'm writing a song and a pastor calls me who I've known for years. Never had a personal relationship, never told him anything. I've never had a one-on-one conversation with this guy. He's the pastor that I go to his conferences and I love this guy. He calls me and says, what, God has stirred his heart, he said. And he asked me this, what are you believing God for? And this whole story unravels. It unravels over a few months, but I got a brand new tour bus. I'm just saying, sometimes you're going to have to believe God. You're going to have to walk through years of saying, well, I thought maybe that was God. Maybe I was wrong. But God's word never fails. Even if it, like Abraham, takes 25 years to see his word come to pass.
I love it. Patience. Well, hopefully very soon that tour bus will roll into Canada. It's been way too long.
It is. I love Canada. And I know you guys are going through a lot of transitions right now, but we're praying for Canada. We love Canada.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Danny Gokey's latest album, Jesus People. And we're playing Stand in Faith. And it's the theme for Share-a-thon, Stand in Faith. Danny Gokey, thanks for spending some time with us, man. It's always a pleasure.
Love you guys. An honor to spend time with you. Thank you, Todd.